In that, last week, of course, we looked at that passage on the family. But tonight we learn some beautiful truths about prayer here in Colossians chapter 4. And we'll look at verses 2 through 4 of Colossians chapter 4. The Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. So tonight, continue in prayer. Lord, use your word now in our lives. Thank you for the privilege of opening it together. Teach us from it, we pray, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. So at least five things we learn from this passage about prayer. The first one is pretty easy to understand, isn't it? Keep praying. Amen. Continue. Where in the Bible are we ever told to stop praying? It's not there, is it? But how many times are we told to keep praying? Amen. Luke 18:1, he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So it's obvious that God wants us to keep praying. Look at Ephesians 6:18, just back two books, Ephesians 6:18. Bible says, Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So praying how often? Always. And so the first thing that we see, which we all know this, but sometimes we just need to be reminded, amen? Keep praying. Continue. Continue in prayer. Don't stop. And when you feel like you've prayed enough, pray some more. Amen? Keep praying. Keep communicating with, keep fellowshipping with your Creator who gave you eternal life, which is what prayer is. Second thing, Colossians 4, verse 2, while you're praying, be on the lookout for the devil, for sin, for the trumpet. But it says watch. Amen? So we have to do them both. We have to keep praying, but we have to keep watching. You know, Jesus said this to the disciples, if you want to turn to Matthew 26, verse 41, when he took them with him to the Garden of Gethsemane and prayed, as it were, his sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. And he asked the disciples to pray with him because his heart was very heavy. He knew what was coming because he knew the future. He knew the suffering he was about to face on our behalf. But notice what he says here in Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And so while we're praying, we've got to be watching. We've got to be on the lookout. Because there's always another temptation around the corner. The devil's always got something planned for the next thing. We've got to keep watching. But we also, if you look at 1 Peter 4:7, need to keep watching for the return of our wonderful Savior while we're praying. Notice 1 Peter 4:7. The Bible says, but the end of all things is at hand. In other words, we're in the end times. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Watch unto prayer. So we've got to keep watching while we're praying. And that's the second thing we learned tonight from this passage. Is to keep praying, but to keep watching. What's the third thing? Colossians 4:2. Always, when we are praying, include gratitude. Always. Notice it says, continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving. So while we are praying, while we are communicating with our wonderful Lord, with our Creator, we're also to be praising Him and thanking Him for how good He is, all the good things He's done for us. And we see this connection many times in the Scriptures between prayer and gratitude. One good example is Philippians 4, if you want to turn there, and verse 6, very well-known verse, Philippians 4, 6. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So we're to be careful for nothing. We're to give God every burden while simultaneously being thankful for everything, like we talked about on Sunday. One other passage, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. I quoted this earlier, but I want you to see this connection again between prayer and gratitude. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Amen? Look at the next verse. In everything, give thanks. So three basic and yet very profound and important truths that we need to be constantly reminded of. Keep praying. Keep watching. And while you're praying, be grateful for all things. Our prayers should always be filled with thanksgiving for God and who He is and what He's done. So that's three beautiful truths about prayer. What's the fourth one? Colossians 4:3. And that is, pray one for another. Amen? We're not just to pray for ourselves and what we want. We're to be praying for others. Notice Paul said, after saying, I want you to keep praying, I want you to keep being thankful, and keep watching, look what he says. Pray for us. While you're praying, please also pray for us. Talking about Paul and the people that he traveled with while he was planting churches, he says, praying also for us. And it is scriptural to pray one for another. Paul asked for prayer very often in his epistles. Another example, look at 1 Thessalonians 5:25. But Paul many times in his epistles said to the churches he was writing to, please pray for us. Please pray for me. Now, Paul wouldn't do that unless he believed that it would make a difference, unless he believed in the power of prayer. Otherwise, he wouldn't have bothered asking, would he? But he believed that prayer works. And so he said, pray for us. Notice 1 Thessalonians 5:25. Just four words. Brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. And most of you know James 5:16. Confess your faults one another. And what? Pray one for another. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And so forth. So God wants us to keep praying. He wants us to keep watching. He wants us to always be grateful in our prayer life. And He wants our prayer life to include praying for others. Who should we be praying for? Well, let's look at it again in Ephesians 6. Where he talks about the armor. And after he talks about the armor in verse 18, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for who? All saints. That's quite a list. Whoever the Holy Spirit brings to mind, all saints. Is it okay to have a prayer list? Of course, because we're so forgetful. But pray one for another. Pray one for another. That's one of the things we do on Wednesday nights. We pray one for another. because it's scriptural. Amen. So there are four great truths about prayer contained in this little passage. Keep praying, keep watching, make sure that while you're praying, you're grateful, and pray one for another. But then he actually gets very specific about praying one for another, and this is something maybe we don't do enough. It's one thing that we pray that God would give us opportunities to witness. But God is saying here we should also pray that God gives our brothers and sisters opportunities to witness. Notice Paul said that God would open unto us a door of utterance. So pray for us that we would continue to have opportunities to share the gospel. He says to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. Now, Jesus did not give us a lot of specific prayer requests in the scriptures. He did not say, pray for this or pray for this when he was on earth. But there's one specific prayer request, if you go to Luke chapter 10, that he did put out there multiple times. And often when we read this verse, Luke 10:2, we think about missions. But it's not just talking about missions. It's talking about God wants each of us to be a laborer. Amen? In his harvest. Notice Luke 10:2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray. So here's a specific prayer request from our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Again, when we read that, we often think, yes, God send missionaries. And of course, we should pray that. But Paul is saying, pray for me that I'll have many opportunities to witness. We should be praying that for one another. Not only, Lord, give me opportunities, but give my brothers and sisters opportunities to witness. Lord of the harvest, please send them to their workmates, to their neighbors, that they would have opportunity to share the gospel with lost people. And Paul believed in this so much that he asked the church, go to 1 Corinthians 16:9 quickly, that he asked the church, pray for me. Don't just generally pray for me, but pray that God would give me a door of utterance, that God would open up doors for me to witness to lost people. That's a good thing to pray, isn't it? For our brothers and sisters. Lord, give them opportunities to witness. Give them those doors of utterance that they can witness to the lost. 1 Corinthians 16:9, he says, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. In 2 Thessalonians 3:1, he said, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. So this last thing is that our brothers and sisters would have opportunities to witness, but that they would then follow through when God gives the opportunities. Amen? Notice what he says at this last phrase in Colossians 4:4. That I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. As I ought to speak. How many times should we have spoken and didn't? As I ought to speak. He said that multiple times. Look at 1 Corinthians 9:16. And so while we're praying for our brothers and sisters to have opportunities to witness, we need to pray that they have the boldness and the courage to follow through when God gives the opportunities. That's a very specific prayer, isn't it? Lord, don't only give them the door of utterance, but give them the boldness to open their mouth as they ought to. As they ought to speak. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 9:16, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Look at Ephesians 6:20. That'll be our last verse tonight. Ephesians 6:20. He says, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, Ephesians 6:20, that therein I may speak boldly, and here it is again, as I ought to speak. Paul was human too. He wasn't superhuman. So pray for me, he said, that God would open doors for me to utter the gospel, and that when those doors open, that I speak. Amen? That I, as I ought to speak. That's the same prayer. It's just a very specific prayer that we should be praying one for another. Lord, send forth laborers. My brothers and sisters, send them forth. The harvest is plentiful. The labors are few. I pray that my brothers and sisters would have a door of utterance and that they would speak as they ought to speak. So five beautiful truths about prayer tonight here in these three verses. Keep praying. Never stop. Never stop asking. While you're praying, be on the lookout for the devil, for temptation, and for the trumpet to blow. While you're praying, always be grateful for everything. While you're praying, be sure to pray one for another. And even pray specifically one for another that God would open up doors to witness. And then when those doors open, that people would walk through them and speak as they ought to speak. Very specific, very sobering. Amen. Continue in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your precious word and for teaching us from it. I pray, Lord, we take these simple truths to heart, that we would live a life of prayer, of speaking to you all day, and Lord, that we would be on the lookout at the same time. We would be grateful all the time. And Lord, we would commit our brothers and sisters to you every day, that you would bless them, that you would open up opportunities for them, and that they would walk through those opportunities. Thank you for teaching us tonight. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.